Great to get started. I could just say, walking through the cafeteria about 5:30 this morning, see the players pouring in. There's tremendous energy in the building. Obviously, we're excited about our roster, what we accomplished during the off-season program, and really ready to get it kicked off here. Our team is currently going through the physical and conditioning stage, which we traditionally do the morning, our first day back. We'll get together at noon, and we will start with our administrative meetings, and then after dinner, kick into the football meetings tonight and hit the practice field tomorrow. So we're excited to get going. With that, I'll take your questions. Excited to get going with your questions, too.
Michael, has there been anything different about the way you practice?
So, excuse me?
Anything different or unique this year about the way you practice?
Well, I mean, really, the way you practice, from a scheduling standpoint, the league has really been in control of that since 2011 with the new CBA. So the number of practices that you can have. This is a new format for us, obviously, playing in the Hall of Fame game. So that's definitely new. And playing the Hall of Fame game going from Sunday to Friday, Thursday. So, I mean, the flow of the training camp, I think will definitely be different for everyone here that's been part of it since 2011. We have more night practices this year, and I think that's really reflective of the flow being up and down, because you have to get your installs in. You have to get the players acclimated to night practices. And obviously, I've always been a big fan of night practice. I think it's great for the fans, and it's just a great atmosphere to practice in, and especially with the facility at the Nitschke Field. So. But, you know, we're only allowed on the field so long, and I can just promise we're going to max it out and do everything we can.
Mike, which players won't be able to go tomorrow morning?
I couldn't really answer that. I haven't even seen the trainers yet. We'll get that information probably late this afternoon. Ted and I will sit down and with the staff and make those decisions.
What's your preliminary plan for Jordy?
We'll sit down this afternoon and go through it, you know. All those things. I saw Jordy last week in the training room. Just did visit with him briefly. So we'll address everybody tomorrow.
Obviously, you've got two centers who've played some good football for you. Is that a competition, do you think, between Lindsey and Shredder, or are you going to stick with JC or stick with Corey?
I'll say this. You know, I think first you got to get through this phase of today. I mean, unfortunately, there's always something that comes up. You know, guys coming off of. You know, coming off the 5 weeks that they've been gone and so forth. But, you know, J.C. Treader is an excellent football player. I think anybody in our building would tell you view him as a starter. Corey Lindsey's obviously been our starter and is, you know, there's no reason for him not to be considered a starter. So, you know, I'm not going to get in here and start creating things that, you know, that haven't been discussed internally. But, you know, once again, it's important to get through the physical phase of it. I hope this is a year there are no surprises or nothing comes out of the conditioning test and so forth and so forth. But that's usually not the case.
Mike, what do you like day one here? What do you like best about this team, about this roster right now?
Well, really, it's something I want to talk to them about this afternoon. I mean, when you look at it, you look at the players. You know, I've always kind of broken the team down into three areas. You got your veteran group, which, you know, you go 6+ years. You're an old guy in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you're above 6 years, but if you look at that group of veteran players that we have, really the experience that we have there, the production of that group, the number of guys that really only two players in that group are from another that been to another program. So I think the leadership. The veteran experience group is a very, very good one, could end up being one of our best ones. And then you take that group from 2 to 5 years, and those guys will really play a big part in the success of our football season. That's just the way I train them. That's the way they're instructed. It's just the way when I view the roster and as you're trying to, you know, build and create how you're going to come into the season and who makes the team, that's usually a group you got to really – knuckle down on and make sure that it's crystal clear with the potential opportunities you're trying to create there. And the second year group, the second year player is always kind of a group we've kind of kicked out and highlighted because that's the bunch you really want to see take that huge step in their second year. And frankly, the rookies, you know, it's, you know, you have an off-season program, your weight room, you know, your strength staff, it gives you a very good indication what kind of rookie class you have, the training room. You know, the coaching part of it is you're going 100 mile an hour, but this rookie class, as far as their professionalism, their attitude, their approach, their energy, has been excellent. So I'm excited to see them in a pure football environment, a real football environment, which, you know, we'll start with helmets and shells tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we'll get the pads on Thursday. So I think it's a roster that has a lot of balance to it, and it's going to be very competitive, and I think it's going to be a hell of a training camp.
I know you like to do a theme for a year. What's your message going to be to the team from day one?
Well, I mean, our theme will not be delivered today. It's actually going to be it's going to be a lot different this year. I'm going to look with a little different format. We're even starting training camp off different at noon. Just we have some NFL messaging that we're going to put to the forefront. It's going to be the priority this year. So that'll be different for our players. So, you know, we'll get into that as a football team first.
Mike, what do you have to discuss at noon NFL wise?
Well, we'll talk about it with the team. It's what everybody else in the league will be discussing. But the league goes around to each team and has programs that they present to the players.
Mike, you mentioned back in the off season how the extra game is a great opportunity for the young guys. Mm-hmm. But you're starting a little bit later. You have a shorter time frame before your first game than you have in the past. And if you have a lot of young and new guys playing, can you talk a little bit about challenges just to get ready for that first game and what you might expect out of that? Because it probably is going to look a whole lot different from any other first game because of the short time frame between tomorrow and that.
Definitely. And I think it's important to also be in line with the more you think about the Hall of Fame game and you take the spring and You talk to different coaches and personnel people, frankly, around the league and to see how their approach, you know, as far as the practice and so forth. And it really creates a whole nother challenge for your team, which I'm excited about. So, I mean, when you define flow, you know, flow doesn't always mean just, you know, smooth, everything's the same every day. This will be a really good gauge to see how our guys respond going really right from the installation phase, which won't even be completed when we play that game, right into a football game. So, and that's, you know, obviously been planned out. That's really what May and June is for, and that's where we put our extra time in. And so, I think it's just part of a unique training camp challenge. But with that, it gives you more information in the evaluation process for our roster.
Mike, did you get a chance to see Eddie this morning?
I have not.
Well, once he gets on the field, but what kind of reports have you gotten about his conditioning?
I think you answered the question. I don't have any. I've been in staff meetings since 7:30 this morning. So,
Mike, how much extra time will you have in this camp versus, you know, for instance, last year, given the extra week? And then what do you do with it? I mean, do you slow your installation down? Do you go with a similar and just have you figured out what you do with that extra?
Definitely. Good question. I think it's important, to get your installs in. You have to get your installations in offense, defense, and special teams. So, you know, we'll start that tonight, foot on the gas, and get that done. And frankly, I think the more interactive types of things that we're focused on, getting into specifics of, you know, cross training and spending more time working against each other, you know, both in the classroom and on the field, it gives us those extra days to take advantage of, and that's frankly what we're going to be doing.
Mike, if you guys, this is a little off path here a little bit, but have you guys investigated those mobile virtual players? I think the Steelers use them in their mini camp. I think the Ravens may use them in their training camp. Mm-hmm. Have you guys investigated that, and has any of that appealed to you?
I think it's very appealing. I think the feedback's been very positive. I know, just in conversations with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but you know that's really, you know, what the off seasons are for. And you know, we like to think we look at, you know, pretty much everything. And you know, but it's got to fit. You know, sometimes it's a benefit of being the second guy to buy it instead of the first guy. So, and that's probably the case there.
Have you talked to Clay or Julius? And are you at all concerned that this NFL investigation thing, when they come in here and talk to them, will be a distraction to them or be a disruption in any way?
I have not talked to them recently. I talked to them back during the season when it first came out. And frankly, I don't have anything else to really report on it. You know, it's I have no reason to be concerned based on the conversations I've been a part of.
Mike, what are some fond memories of Greg Jennings, who announced his retirement this morning? What do you remember most about that guy?
Greg Jennings, excellent football player. Obviously, he's a Super Bowl champion. I think, you know, great memories from his time here, and particularly in that game. Made some huge plays in the football game. You know, Greg could light up a room with a smile. Played a lot of really good football for us.
And Mike, when you look at Aaron's season last year, statistically, it's not the type of season you expect from him. Have you gotten a vibe from him during the off season on how you think he's going to, not that he would approach the season that differently, but do you have a feel for him and where he's at? Is he extra motivated or anything like that based on the way last season went offensively?
I would say, you know, Aaron's vibe and really his off-season participation and performance is looks to line up for a great year. I mean, he's in great shape. I would say this is the best shape I've seen him in. He's, you know, as always, very into the details, the coaching and, you know, the adjustments that we make offensively, because, you know, really as a coaching staff, we always go through the, you know, the scheme evaluation. That's really what February, March, and April are for. And then when the players get back, you, particularly the quarterbacks, they get it first, and you massage it and go through it. You know, Aaron's input's important because you want to fit it all together and get it repped as an offense. So that process was very smooth. And I would say he's ready to go. I know he's excited. Just in communication with him, he's excited to get started.
Started having him on Tuesdays be part of the game planning meeting last year. Are you going to continue that with him?
Well, I mean, really, he always has been. I mean, it's just, you know, whether it's become public knowledge or not, I mean, there's always communication Monday night or Tuesday. And, I mean, it's just really a conversation that never stops. I think it's important to, you know, we don't just sit up for Tuesday and, you know, decide to draw some things up and put them in Wednesday. I mean, you know, your offense has to evolve, you know, throughout the season. It's really – I know personally, I mean, there's things that when you're playing division games, I mean, there's things you really like the first time you play Detroit or but you say, hey, maybe we'll hold this to the second game, things like that. So, I mean, to me, game plans are always evolving, and he's part of that constant conversation.
With Aaron and Jordy, how much are you assuming they're going to be able to get that rhythm back to where they were, or is that something during camp that you really want to make sure comes together?
Oh, I think we're all confident, you know, Aaron and Jordy included. I mean, you're going to get it back. It's just a matter of getting back out on the field and, you know, and getting the reps. So, you're talking about two players that have, you know, thousands of reps, you know, invested in their time together. So, I have great confidence they'll get that back.
Mike, what's different for you, if anything, about going into a season where you know you're going to be calling the plays compared to last year, or going into the season that wasn't going to be one of your responsibilities?
Good question. I haven't really thought about it. I think last year was definitely, for me personally, was a really different year. I know the off season was extremely demanding. The summer break wasn't much. And just because of all the different things I was attempting to do, and this year has been like a whole nother, you know, process. But you know, but it's something I've done for a long time, so I'm not really, I haven't given much thought to it. I think just on a personal, you know, level, I'm excited about it. It's great to compete against the guy that's calling the defenses on the other side of the field. That's always been, you know, such. I think every coordinator loves that. I mean, it's part of the competition, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I don't really feel any different. I would say to the prior years. I know last year was different, just because of you know, you were thinking about other things, focusing on other things.
How has your excitement level changed over the years from day one of Packers training camp to now? Is it the same
excitement?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. The ride in day one's always seems very similar. Each and every year, you know, starting training camp, and particularly starting on a Monday, is a little difficult because, you know, you're coming off the weekend, and whether you like it or not, you know, it's still Saturday and Sunday to, you know, staff's coming in, and you're just kind of, you know, getting things ready and so forth. And so, you know, we had more meetings today than we probably normally would the day the players are here. So that's a little off, but, you know, I think this is exciting. We're talking about the National Football League here, the Green Bay Packers. This is a group that, from, you know, coaching, support staff, and most of all the players, you know, we're excited to get going, and we really like the opportunity in front of us.
After last season, statistically, offensively, your season wasn't as good as it had been in the past statistically. Did you feel like over the offseason and up to now, you had to do some fixing on offense? Did you feel like there were things to be fixed, or did you feel like you had Jordy Nelson back and you're right back to where you were in the previous year?
Well, I think like anything in life, when it doesn't go the way you anticipate it should go, or, you know, it doesn't hit the standard that you're accustomed to, you have to go back and take a hard look at it. And we definitely did that. And I know more times than not, my natural reaction is go back to the basics, and that's really what we've done as an offensive staff, and I would think our players echo that. So we need to be much better offensively in the area of fundamentals, and last year was not good enough, and the numbers reflected that. So we clearly addressed that, had a chance to go back and view all the cut-ups. There'll be those cut-ups and lessons learned will be part of our installation phase and training camp. But we need to improve on a number of things fundamentally, and that's what training camp's for.
Mike, I know you haven't, like, really seen or talked to Jordy or Eddie, but what are your expectations going into this season on them and just the team?
Well, I mean, the team, number one, is a win. I mean, it's about winning the world championship, bringing, you know, it's part of our everyday fiber here in Green Bay. I mean, every team in the National Football League, I'm sure, is talking about that in their first day of training camp. Expectations of Jordy and Eddie, I just want to see them, you know, work and have a healthy training camp and be a year better. I think that's what you look for in your veterans. You're talking about guys that know the system, they know the details of the system, and really it's about making, when you reach that level with both Jordy and Eddie, because I definitely put Eddie in that category now because he's a polished player, it's about making players around you better too. And I think both those guys have that ability.